Friends, we are continuing our series of Shi'urim on the Siddur HaTefillah, and we've already seen amazing insights. Baruch Hashem, Shi'ur should be a special schus for Avi Marani Marasi Sheyichyu, and the Refuas Tzvi Ben Yittel, Moshe Ben Malka, and the schus HaTzlachas Mordechai Eliyahu Hillel Ben Yosef HaLevi. Learning about the Karban Tamid, hopefully we say every day, the Parshas HaTamid, Shnaim LaYom Ola Samid, twice a day, the constant Ola, says the Rav. We're learning, say, Sidur Olat Re'iyah of Maran Rav Kook, Yeshnam Tvarim Shelegabehem Nechshav Ayom V'Alayla Me'et Le'et Kulo L'Inyan Echad, Yeshnam Tvarim Shenu Choshvim Behem Et Ayom V'Et Alayla Sheosim Yachad Et Elko Shel Yom L'Shnei Inyanim, Avo Bi Shehem Mechubarim Yachad. So there are certain things that day and night are considered two separate entities, and there are certain things for which day and night are considered one entity. Sometimes day and night, we just view them together as one whole day, and sometimes day and night, we view them as two separate entities, two parts of one whole, but we view them with their composite parts. And the difference is, Shimano was skim, bedavar, shenenu tzich lam shech, bilti posek, elasichim shloi posek legamre, is in yan, or is a koch shalashpa, as dai biyom echad. If there's something that we just need that it shouldn't completely stop, the hashpa shouldn't completely stop, or it shouldn't completely stop, so it's enough once a day. Then we can look at the day as one entity, and you say, as long as you have it once a day, it didn't stop completely, the hashpa continues. Once a day, from 24 hours in 24 hours, it saves the matter from drowning. But if we have to be mamshich, if we have to draw some spiritual power constantly, that never stops, as we want to bring this shefa, we want to bring the spiritual power down, we want to bring the spiritual energy that never stops, then we have to look at day and night as two different parts. Even though together they make one, day and night make one day, nevertheless, you can't skip either one of these composite parts. That it shouldn't spread out the constant hashpa. In other words, if you skip either day or night, then you're going to be losing out on the constant hashpa. So it's just brilliant. We always reach Shnaim Layom Ola Samid. Good, very nice. But why Shnaim Layom? If it's an Ola Samid, bring it once a day. That's Tamid. Tamid is every single day. I do it every single day, constantly. It doesn't mean 24/7, right? Most things we don't do 24/7, like, except for breathing. But Shnaim Layom Ola Samid is... why Shnaim Leyom? Why not Achas Leyom? And that's also Tamid. Why is twice a day make it Tamid? The answer is because we need a constant Hashpah. In order to have a constant Hashpah, you have to break it down. You have to say once in the day, once in the night, and that's going to keep the Shefa flowing. That's going to keep God's bounty coming to us. Since the nature, the content of the Tamid is to establish the constant Kedusha that never ends, just like life that never stops, so you need once in the morning and once in the afternoon, twice a day, and that's going to bring this constant Kedusha that's never going to stop. So it's a beautiful, beautiful shtickle, and then now we move on to the next shtickle. He concludes here, Alken Muchrach, I skipped a few words, but at the end I want to read, Alken Mein Muchrachim Liot Shnaim Liom, therefore it has to be twice a day to keep the Shefa coming, Gevaldik. You should do one keves in the morning, and you should do one keves bein harbayim in the afternoon. So one sheep in the morning, and one sheep you should do in the afternoon. Kemo sheyesh hevdel bein yom lelayla b'tu'udatam mimefal ha'chaim shalem. By the way, we don't bring it mamish by night, right? We don't bring the second keves isn't brought at night, but it's brought towards the night, as it's bein harbayim, between the nights, as we're getting closer to night. And just We don't do avodas at night, so it can't be at night, but we do it as we're getting closer to night, and then what the limbs that didn't burn during the day continue burning at night. So the carbon shabein harbayim really continues on into the night. So we continue one in the morning, one in the afternoon. Kemoshi yesh, Omer Rav, Hevdel ben yom la'ayim, just like there's a difference between day and night, between datam and their purpose, b'mefa'al ha'chaim shalem, u'b'arachim ha'ruchaniim shalem, kacha yesh hevdel b'pnimiyut ha'erer shel korbanot tamid halalu. So there's a difference between day and night, in its purpose, in its active, in its impact on life, in its spiritual value, so too the difference in the pnimiyistic value of these korbanos tamid. Bein korban ha'shachar, v'korban bein ha'arbayim, shel ha'tmidim, between the morning carbon and the afternoon carbon. Kmo sheyesh hevdel pnimi bein kriyat shma shel shacharit lekriyat shma shel arvit. Just like there's an internal difference between kriyat shma of the morning and kriyat shma of the evening. She kriyat shma shel arvit hi yoter krova l'rosh el roshem ha'teva. Kriyat shma of night is closer to nature. So this is very interesting, by the way. Because when we talk about Kriya Shema, how do we do it? We say, Uvishach b'cha, when you lie down, when you get up, first night and then day. And when you talk about Karbanas Tamid, Esakeb Esachad Sebaboka, first the morning, and then later in the afternoon. So it's a different Seder. So what's the pshat? So Kriya Shema at night is closer to nature. Why? Ki katuv ba'pasuk, Su'u marom enichem, Ure'u mi bara ela. Lift your eyes to the heaven and see who created these, which means that at night you can see the stars and you can connect to Teva. Shemelchaka habata ba balaila aidea kochavim v'yifata yitzira b'ribuit sivotea mitgale dafka az. So you can see far at night, you can see all the way up to the stars, and the beauty of creation is revealed dafka then, as it says in Tehillim, a beautiful pasuk. Every pasuk is beautiful. Ki yareh shemecha ma'aseh etzbeotecha yareh v'kochavim asher konanta. And I will see your sky, the handiwork of your fingers, the stars and the moon that you established. So that's at night. At night you connect to nature. V'kri yeshma shel shacharit yotel krova l'mayan ha'pnimi el hofa'at ha'torah. And kri yeshma shel shacharit is more connected to Torah. Right, when was the Torah given? So there's a beautiful set of svarim called Otzus HaRa'ya of Harav Moshe Tzuriel, who was the mashgiach for many years in Yeshivat Shalvim, and he was a immigrant from Europe when he was very young, from Germany, I think, and he went to Yeshivas near Israel. For years I saw his articles in his svarim. I thought he was a real super Israeli with a name like Tzuriel also. But that really wasn't his, I think his original last name was Weiss. And he was an American boy, an immigrant from Europe, and he came to Eretz Yisrael when he was a very young man. And he got connected to Torah Sarav Kook, so he has 7 volumes, Otzus HaRa'ya. For years they had 5, and then not so long ago he came out with 6 and 7. Tremendous. Anyway, one of the things he does in the Sefer is he summarizes, goes through the different books of the Rav, and he writes a summary of each shtickel, summary of Aras HaKodesh, and summary of Orot, and summary of the Siddur. So he has a summary, so just a one-liner, because the Rav, you know, writes a long shtickel, and he summarized it in one line, so one or two lines. So here he mentions that the Torah, Vayhi b'yos haboker, v'kolos u'brakim. So when was the Torah given? Torah was given in the morning. So kriyat shma shel shacharit yoter krova l'mayan ha'pnimi l'avot ha'torah. And kriyat shma shel shacharit is more connected to Torah. And so too in these korbanos, night is more connected to nature, and the morning is more connected to Torah. El shebekriyat shema shehi mitzva mitpashetet b'chol ha'mekomot tzicha liyot kriyat shema shel arvit aravim ha'inyan hakadum b'tchila b'shochbecha v'achar kach uvikumecha dugmat ma'aseh bereishit. So shema spreads out everywhere. Everybody's doing shema. So first you start with night. And that's nature. B'shach b'cha v'kumecha. And that's Maisa Bereshis. Maisa Bereshis v'yera v'yivoker. You start with the night. So when the world of nature, when the world of Maisa Bereshis, something that spreads everywhere, that is something that's done everywhere, then we're going to start with nature. That's starting with night. That's b'shach b'cha and then v'kumecha. כדברי חכמים בראש ברכות, like the rabbis tell us at the beginning of Maseches Brachos. ובקורבנות שהם במרכז הקודש, במקום גחיזיון, שיפעת גילוי שכינה היא שם בעיקרה, הכבש האחד של בוקר הוא הקדום. But now when you're in the world of Karbanis, which is in the center of holiness, what's the center of holiness? Beis HaMikdash, not everywhere, not like Kriyas Shema. B'makom Geach Chizayon, this place of great vision, of spirituality, where the Shechina, Sheifat Gilui HaShechina, Yisham B'Ikara, that's where the primary Shechina is. Dort in Beis HaMikdash Arayin, as they say in Latin. HaKeves HaEchad Shel HaBoker Hu HaKadum, you start off with Torah. You start off with the Keves HaEchad Shel Boker. HaMachshir Et Koach HaChayim HaTadiriim, that enables constant life, the power of constant life. Le'umat hashpa'at ha'gilui aloki shel or Torah v'ruach Hashem, ha'mufi al nevi'av v'anshei skulato. Corresponding to the impact of the revelation of the light of Torah, the godly revelation of the light of Torah and the spirit of Hashem, and appears on his prophets and on his special people. So since we're in the Beis HaMikdash, you start in the morning, because the morning isn't a place to start, because the Beis HaMikdash is not a place to start with Teva. Beis HaMikdash is to start with Torah, and that's why Beis HaMikdash is a place of Ruach HaKodesh, of Nevuah. And obviously those come from the holy place, that those come from the Torah, from the Spirit of God. Those words that I put in your mouth, the words of the Navi, and also the words of Torah, those are also Dvar Asher Samti B'Ficha. We're speaking Torah, we're speaking the words of Hashem. So the bottom, the Untersh Teshura, as they say in French, the bottom line is that the Beis HaMikdash is the Makom Kodesh. In the Makom Kodesh, you start with the more spiritual time of day, which is morning, which is the time of Matan Torah. So it says first Akev Zechat Haseh Baboker, and then only then you get to the more leaning towards night, Vesekev Zecheni Taseh Ben Arbaim, which relates to the more natural world. So that's super awesome, and Mir Tzashem, we should be Zechat to be Mamshich, continue this amazing series, and really understand what we're saying and why we're saying it. Shalom, shalom. Thank you so much for listening, sweetest and most beloved friends.